The Ottolenghi Massive. It's Tessa with Tess Barnett on 95BFM.
Such a good sting.
Big up the Ottolenghi Massive indeed.
I want a big shout out to Amelia for that because that is just...
That's just primo.
Fantastic.
Primo content there.
Fantastic bed music. Everything is great.
Everything is great. What is Tessa's? Tess, what are we talking about today?
Well, we thought that not having breakfast food at a time where people have plenty of time to cook would be a bit...
Bit of a bad
average.
Call. Yeah.
You need recipes. You need things to do. Have you been cooking?
I've been cooking. Yeah. We're going to do like the old flat roster again. We all got a bit busy.
Oh, each other. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, totally. We all got a bit busy and got on, you know, different
schedules.
And now we're like, well, I guess we're all going to be back on the same schedule,
more or less. That is, you know, that could be seen as a silver lining.
Silver lining, indeed.
A nice way to spend time with your flatmates or your family.
Hardcore.
So something I've been making is magic bread dough.
Magic bread dough.
And
I already love the sound of it.
When I'm stressed out, doing stuff with my hands is fantastic for me. And
yeah,
this is like literal adult Play-Doh.
Is it like super kind of soft?
Oh, I feel like making dough always is kind of, right? Because you're rolling it out and you're kneading it.
So if people aren't aware, Tess is a really good cook.
I mean, like, I think that's a stretch.
No, you're being humble. You're a very good cook. I've eaten your food before. It's really nice.
I like cooking. I think it's fun.
Yeah. Right? But you also are very good at making bread, which is a bit of a skill because it can be a bit hard.
Yeah, well, so this is the thing about this recipe is that this was one of the first recipes I've ever made that honestly feels foolproof.
Really?
And even my flatmates who aren't people who cook often were able to make it and have it turn out perfectly.
That's awesome.
So this recipe I got from a book. I feel like I need to credit it. It's River Cottage Veg by Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall.
Saint Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall.
Yeah, absolute fangirl of Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall. I think he's fantastic.
He's old, you know, River Cottage and what was the other TV show he had?
I don't know. Do you have another one?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe I'm just...
But his whole thing is like, grow your own veg.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Do your
cook
thing.
From the ground, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he has this recipe, and basically it's 500 grams of flour, or if you have it in your cupboard, if you have like a slightly fancier flour, like a 00, mm-hmm. if you've made pasta before, or
so what's
something
a 00 flour?
A 00 flour is, I don't actually know the complete reason why it's fancier, but it's the more expensive one on the shelves.
Okay.
I don't know. It's the one that
it's
lots of people use for pasta. Yeah.
Got
so
you.
it's the 00 flour, and then if you just have a plain white flour, you can do half, so
okay.
250 grams of each. But 500 grams of plain flour is also fine.
Sweet.
And then you can buy dried yeast sachets. Have you seen those before?
You mean, is it the same as like what you'd get in the little jars if you just went in and got
yeah,
it?
Or, yeah, possibly. Yeah, yeah. But yeah. The ones I've got at home are the Edmonds dried yeast.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they come in little sachets, so they keep for like
millions of years.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're great. So then a teaspoon of the dried yeast, mm-hmm. a little bit of salt, and a teaspoon of olive oil. And that's all that goes into it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So
it's super easy.
Any water
and
anything?
Then water, yeah.
Oh, okay, I was like...
But the water comes from the tap, right? So you don't need to buy that.
No, exactly.
So, and then a bit of warm water, which I think it says here, 325 mils.
Nice, okay.
And then you knead it 5 to 10 minutes, which is also a great workout if you're not going to the gym.
Yep.
Fantastic for your arms.
What's that muscle there?
Don't know.
The one, it's your bicep.
Your bicep.
There we go. I just realised I said, what's that muscle there? And not a single person except for Tess could see what I was doing.
Yeah, great workout.
Radio. Good old radio.
If you're short like me, fantastic to stand on something at the bench so you get a bit of height on the dough.
Little
I think
still.
Actually Leisha, who used to do the segment,
Breakfast
Food, she gave me that tip.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's been a life changer.
So you're working from like up,
down. Yeah, less tension on your back.
There you go.
Knead it out. Let it poof.
Poof.
For 2 hours, let it sit. And honestly, I think this could quite possibly be the best part because you see it rise in size by like four times its size.
Eh? Yeah.
And then they use the term knock it back, which is where you start prodding it with your fingers to push it back to the original
satisfying.
Size, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And so anyway, onwards. The great thing with this dough is that you can make literally anything out of it. You can make pizzas, flatbreads, pita pockets,
awesome.
Bread rolls. So, and it's also freezable.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because some doughs kind of die if you freeze them.
Yeah, so you can freeze it, like you can chop it in half and make half, you can make pizzas with that night and then use half to make flatbreads the next day or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yum.
So that's the dough recipe.
You can also use it for bread rolls as well. It doesn't
bread
have to
rolls,
be flat
breads. So if you roll it into little rolls and stick it on a baking tray and bake it in the oven quite hot, I think like 220 for, I think it's about 15 minutes. Let me check that.
That's the other thing about baking
15
bread
minutes,
is the thing that takes the time is the prep not the cooking necessarily.
Yeah, because you've got to kind of do it a bit earlier in the day if you're going to let it poof for 2 hours.
Yeah, and the prodding part is the most fun. Yeah. So what's it called again?
It's called Magic Dough Bread. And there is, I was looking at this book for a couple of recipes that I thought were quite good. If you were to make flatbreads out of it, they talked about in this book roasting some squash or something and putting a bit of like cheese, a bit of chopped onion, a bit of chopped tomato, roasted squash in the, and then just folding it over like a little wrap kind
Yum,
of.
Yum, that sounds so
which
mean.
I thought sounded fantastic. And then for the pita pockets, which you basically roll into little circles and then bake and they should poof up like a pita pocket and have a little hollow bit in the middle.
Yeah. This texter has just said 00 is a finer grind, but I forgot we'd been talking about 00, and so I thought they were just going, ooh, is a finer grind in the text there. Thank you. Someone says, how about using the dough as bubblegum? What do you mean? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
It is a very stretchy, wet dough, so I can kind of see the resemblance. And then the other recipe that I thought was fantastic for this, which... you know, store-bought goods.
Yeah.
Pantry goods.
Yeah.
Was the spicy carrot and chickpea pita pocket. So basically you just chop up the carrots, get your, drain your chickpeas from your can, chuck it in with kind of whatever spices you want that you have in your cupboard. So cumin seeds or paprika or that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fry it up with a bit of olive oil so that you kind of toast off the chickpeas. Because otherwise they have that funny tinny taste.
Yep, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yep. And then fry off the carrots a little bit, but you want them to be crunchy. One likes a mushy carrot.
No one likes a mushy carrot.
Unless it's in a soup. Carrot. Even then it's a stretch. Yep. I still don't know that I like it that much.
Crunchy carrots.
Yeah, crunchy carrots. And then you just stuff it into the pita pocket and there you go.
And there you blimmin' well go. That sounds delicious. This sounds like the kind of recipe you could definitely make with kids as well.
You can make it with kids. It's honestly so, so useful. We had it the other night in my flat with... we made it into flatbreads and just had it with a bit of hummus, and that was awesome too.
Yum.
And it's just really delicious. And if you've got the time, which...
Well, I mean, we all have a bit of time now.
I'm sure you do.
We've all got time to make
this
bread.
This is such a nice thing to do to take your mind off anything else that might be going on or...
Fantastic.
Whatever.
Well, thank you very much for that,
so
Chef Tess.
If people do want to look it up, it's called the Magic Bread Dough, Hugh Finlay Whittingstall. If you didn't catch my quantities before... you can probably Google that and it will pop up.
You can also listen back to this in the B-cast.
True, you can also do that.
You can.
Fennel Hardcore. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95 BFM.